Sit here? Okay. Hey, why are we doing this? Well, I mean, I have a vibrator inside me, and we are in the library, in public, very, very public, actually. Huh? Yeah, I'm okay. Just, you know, trying to sit in a... No, I'm okay. I just need to stay still. Very, very still. Do you want me to read? And we can talk throughout? Yeah, I can do that. So, the prologue. Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene, from ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. Stop touching my leg. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life, whose misadventured piteous overthrows doth with their death bury their parents' strife. The fearful passage of their death-marked love and the continuance of their parents' rage, which but their children's end not could remove, is now the 2 hours' traffic of our stage, the which, if you with patient ears attend, what here shall miss, our toil shall strive to mend. So the prologue of Romeo and Juliet, it's a sonnet, classic 14 lines, it's iambic pentameter. Huh? Oh, yeah, the rhyme scheme is AB, AB, CD, CD, EF, EF, GG. In the first stanza, it sets up the setting of the play and the conflict that is going to result. The second is the young love, or what people have perceived as this obsessive infatuation between the two characters. What? I'm not white. Okay, just let me... I'll keep going. The third stanza expresses the tragedy, explaining the focus of the play in the first place, and how the family's feud will finally come to an end. Yeah, the GG, or the last two lines of the sonnet, are mainly to show that there is more to come when the play is performed on stage. It's easy to forget that Shakespeare wrote his plays with the intention of them to be performed live and in front of an audience. Yeah, with all the remakes, rewrites, and films that have been made and stuff. Why are you looking at me like that? Explain in English? Okay. So it starts with two households, both alike in dignity, just saying that the two families are separate, but they have the same status in society. Then in fair Verona, where we lay our scene, basically indicating this is where the play and the story takes place. It's in northern Italy. You can actually go and see a balcony that a lot of people say is Juliet's, even though it doesn't have anything to do with the story. And Shakespeare probably never even saw it. A lot of people leave letters and stuff to mark their own love. But anyway, from ancient grudge break to new mutiny is the next line that expresses the resentment between the two families and how it's still prevalent. And then the... Oh, What are you doing? Why is my pussy? Oh, fuck. Baby. Stop it. People are gonna... Don't turn it up. Keep talking. What? No, we should leave. Go home. We can finish this at home. Doesn't that sound nice? No, I'm not talking back. I promise. Yes, I'll keep going. I'm sorry, sir. Where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. Oh, fuck. Huh? No, I'm okay. So this line, shit. This line shows the tension between the two families and how they, the Montagues and the Capulets, get blood on their hands. Fuck. I'm okay. Yeah. And that is the first. So we go into the second from forth the fatal loins of these two foes. This one implies the birth of Romeo and Juliet. It's fatal and inevitable. It is forthcoming in the that's the first line of the second stanza. No, don't turn it up. Sir, please. Keep reading. A pair of star-crossed lovers take their life. This shows the premonition of the death of the death of Romeo and Juliet. The idea that their fate was already doomed. That's why it's a tragedy. Sir, no. Please don't turn it up. Fuck. Fuck, sir, please. I can't. It feels so good. It's right against me. No, please. Sir, we can't. No, I can't keep going. Please. Sir, please. Yes, sir. That's so fucking wet. Please. No, please, sir, we can't. No, I can't keep going. Please don't make me read. Please, sir. It's too much. Too much, sir, please. Please. Keep reading. No, I can't. Fuck. Whose misadventured piteous overthrows. Oh my god. Sir. Please, I am begging you. You want me to beg more? But sir, please. I can't keep going. I can't think. It feels so intense. My pussy. My pussy is so wet. Oh, yes. I'm dripping, sir. There's gonna be a wet spot on my skirt. Please. Please, sir. Please turn it down or let me go to the bathroom. No. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Please. Fuck. Please don't stop. Please. Fuck. Please. Fuck. I'm gonna go. I'm sorry. I can't stop. adventure videos overthrows. This explores the no, don't turn it up. This explores how we should pity the lovers and their inescapable fate. Because it's not their fault, but they still get punished. Please, baby, people are looking. Please. Doth with their death bury their parents' strife. This goes on about how when Romeo and Juliet die, their family stop fighting, and their family feud finally ends. Fuck. Please. I can't. No, please, no more. Please. No more. I can't come again so soon. Please. No, please. Fuck. It's too much. Please. Oh, God. I'm gonna... Oh, God. I'm gonna come again. Please, can I come? Please, let me come. Please let me come again for you, sir. Please. Yes. Thank you. No, I don't care. I don't care if I'm being too loud. Please, just let me come. Please. No, please. Can I please come? Please. No more. I can't. Meet you in the bathroom, but I'm soaked. My legs are wet. I'm sure there's a spot. How am I supposed to? Okay. Baby, are you in here? Hey, babe. What are you doing? No, not here. We can't. Fuck. Yes, I'm wet. I'm sorry. You're just so fucking hot, sir. No, please. I'm so sensitive. I can't come again. I can't. Sir. Sit, but... Yes, I'll sit. Yeah, it's still inside me. Look. Please. It feels so good. It feels so fucking good. So good. I'm so sensitive. Please. Sir, please. I need more. Yes, I need more. Always more from you, sir. Whatever you want to give me. Whatever you need. Use me, please. Fuck. Please, my pussy is so fucking wet. Please, I am so... Please, use me. Please let me make you feel good, sir. Please. Use me. No, don't take it out. No. Oh my God. Please touch me. Please touch me. Please touch me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Same time inside. Oh my fucking God, please. Fuck. It's so intense. I'm holding that vibrator against my clit as you felt my tight cut with your cock. Yes, thank you. Thank you for using me, Sarah. Thank you for using me to make you feel good. Thank you for filling me up. Yes. I am your good girl. I am a good girl. I promise. I'm good for you. Just please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please, no. Please. Yes. I love making you feel good, sir. Please. Fuck. Anything for you, sir. Anything you want, it's yours, please. Anything for you, sir. I'm yours. I'm all yours, only yours. I belong to you. You own me, please. Please. Yes, fuck. Please, I need more. I need... please. Ew, so fucking... fuck. No, don't stop. Please don't stop. You feel so good. So fucking good. You feel so good. So perfect. So good, sir, please. Yes, I'm just yours. To use whatever you want. It's all I'm good for. All I'm needed for. To be your pet. Your pet. Always. So good. So good. Yes. Filling me up so fucking good. Please, sir. Please, can I come? Please, can I come? Please. Please let me come. I need to come. My pussy's fucking pulsating. Please. It is too much, but not enough. I need to come again. Please, can you breathe me, sir? Please. Can you breathe me, please? Yes. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes. I'm your good girl. Your good girl. All yours. Only yours. You're a pretty girl. Please. Fuck. Yes. Use my pussy. Use me to come. Please. Use me to make yourself feel good. Please fill me up. It's yours. It's all yours. My pussy is yours. My orgasms are yours. All of me. I'm yours. Fuck. You feel so good. Please, I'll do anything. Just let me come. Please let me come. Please come, sir. Please come. Please. I need it. Sir. Fuck. I'm so fucking good. Please let me come. Thank you. Oh, fuck. Sounds amazing. Can we order takeout tonight? Yeah? Can we go home? Yeah. Let's go home.